and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time to talk with Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth. Dan Miller with me.
You bet. Absolutely.
How are you, Dan?
I'm great, Aaron. How are you? And happy Father's Day to you and all the other fathers out there.
Yes, and happy belated Father's Day to you as well.
Hopefully, thank you.
To enjoy a little bit, hopefully.
Did, you know, of course, being kind of laid up here on this knee scooter, it was, my activities are a little limited, but, and it was pretty hot yesterday, so
yeah.
I did watch quite a little bit of college baseball yesterday, though.
Yeah.
So Aaron, I got to ask you, are your Razorbacks going to get her done today?
I sure hope so.
I hope so, too.
They really stunk it up the other night.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. They just really stunk it up.
Yeah.
They have Murray State today at 1, so.
Yeah,
we'll see. They're going to have to play better than they did the other night.
There you go.
I've had my fingers crossed.
There you go.
And I can teach you guys how to call the hogs if we need to do that.
All right. All right.
We can work on
that. Of course,
that.
You know I grew up calling hogs. And yeah, so maybe not the way you call them, though.
I think there's a little difference
probably
there.
Probably is.
Probably so. Rachel Dorr with us as well. Rachel, how are you?
Good, Aaron. Thanks. How are you?
How was your weekend?
Very good.
Anything exciting happen this weekend?
Just working on the house again, and then also speaking of College World Series, my son has been able to go, and so he's going today.
Oh.
So do we need to teach him how to
We need to work on Will he be there at 1?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have some Razorback gear around we can give him, so he needs to be cheering for the Razorbacks. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's the Omahogs.
The Omahogs.
That's right.
They are a fun team, that's for sure, and that's a fun environment as well, so there you go.
He's got the official Omaha
look at that
T-shirt.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
There you go. You're ready.
I'm ready. I'm rooting for him.
So. Absolutely.
It's a fun time. It's a good time, and it's a special thing that happens in Omaha.
Oh, it
every
is.
Year. So.
Oh, it's quite an event. I know Diane Wise. She and Mike went last night, and
they're baseball
I think met
fans.
Up with one of their boys.
Yeah, they're baseball family and baseball fans. So without a doubt.
No, it's. Yeah, well, we used to set up in the stands with them a lot back in the day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did too, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
So you bet. So today, we're going to get into it here a little bit, Dan. So salary versus dividends in a privately held company. Okay, I want you to set this up for me a little bit.
Okay, well, you know, of course, we have Rachel with us today, and she's our tax accountant.
Yes.
And, you know, and I know this was one of her thoughts that we – you know, come up with a show built around this. And of course, as everybody knows also, we do a lot of work with rural businesses. I mean, building rural wealth in, you know, in the Midwest and throughout the country is all about working with small businesses. And, you know, this is a topic that we run into eventually with every small business owner. And that is, how do you pay yourself? You know, and we battle with this in our small business sometimes,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, do you pay yourself a salary? Do you do just only take dividends out? Do you a combination of both? You know, how do you do that? So, you know, there's so much to consider, and we'll get into it a little bit here. And it really depends on, you know, the company, your role, your goals, what you're trying to accomplish. And so, we thought this when Rachel brought this, we were like, we need to talk about this.
This is a good one. Okay. So Rachel, why does it matter?
Well, there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, paying yourself in your business that does affect your taxes,
mm-hmm.
both your income and payroll tax. It affects your eligibility for retirement contributions, which is something that, you know, business owners don't always think about when they're trying to figure out how to pay themselves.
Yep.
And then your cash flow in your business and ultimately the long-term stability of the business. So like Dan mentioned, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. You know, the best strategy really depends on your situation, your business structure, and your goals moving forward. So, you know, the method of your payment, salary versus dividend, that can change your tax bill significantly. And it also impacts how much money stays in the business. So all these things need to be factored in when figuring out how to pay yourself and your business.
You just named some big ticket items between taxes, your eligibility for retirement, and your business's cash flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are big ticket items we need to be thinking about.
It is. And if I can add right on to what Rachel said, you know, when you're talking about retirement contributions, you're also talking about Social Security.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're because your Social Security contributions are based on salary. So,
yep. So. Okay. So let's understand the entity types, Dan. What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, there's lots of different types. Of course, you can be a, you know, a sole proprietor. You can be a partnership. But then, you know, the ones we think about, you know, out there are S corporations, you know, with S corps. You can pay both yourself a salary and dividends. C corporations also allow both, but you got to be very careful there because then the dividends actually often get taxed twice. And then also, I need to clarify one thing. I am not the tax professional here, so I don't want to give anybody to construe anything I'm saying as tax advice. You know, Rachel gave us the background for this.
Yes.
So she's our tax professional.
And she is a professional.
I do need to clarify that. And then, of course, there's LLCs, you know, and these vary because, you know, it can be taxed as a sole proprietorship, a partnership. You know, owners often take draws in those situations. If it's taxed as an S corp or a C corp, you know, the same rules apply as for a regular S corp or C corp. The rules change depending on how you elect to be taxed. Just like Rachel mentioned, the two LLCs can operate completely different. You know, two different ones can operate completely different if one files as a C corp or an S corp and the other is a partnership. So you really need to visit with someone like Rachel to think about that from a tax standpoint of how you're going to pay yourself.
Let's talk about how we're going to pay ourselves. If we do a salary, Rachel, what are the pros and cons with that?
Well, one of the biggest pros of paying yourself a salary is, you know, you have that predictable income.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a small business owner, you see the ebbs and the flows of the business. And, you know, sometimes paying yourself is kind of an afterthought. So it's important, you know, you're working hard in your business. So if you pay yourself that salary, you got that predictable income for yourself and your family. Like Dana mentioned, it helps with the Social Security. Again, not something people really think about. If you're not paying yourself, you're not contributing to Social Security. And that goes with the S corps and the C corps. Now, if you're like a sole proprietor, that's going to flow onto your personal income tax. And you're going to pay your Social Security there with the profits from the business.
Okay.
I hope that's not too deep. But again, these are, you know, situations that are unique to each business and their owner. And then again, the retirement plans, those are based off of your earned income. So that salary is the earned income. Those dividends are not. So that's definitely a factor to keep in mind. And the taxes for the business. And all those tax deductions.
What's considered a reasonable salary, Rachel?
Well, that is a good question. And oh, it's quite
my definition
topic.
Of reasonable is maybe different than someone else's. And yeah, so what's a reasonable salary?
Yeah, and that there's so much, you know, wiggle room there, and we do reasonable salary in air quotes.
Yes.
We really do. You know, but the IRS does require you to pay yourself that reasonable salary as if you had hired yourself as a professional to work in the business. Now, you know, that's definitely a rule in an S corporation. So if you're a business owner and you're an S corp and you're not paying yourself that reasonable salary, then mm-hmm. you're not in compliance in the eyes of the IRS, and that could come to get you.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
And there's so, like Rachel said, there's so much ambiguity on that because, you know, it's like, well, I'm, you know, if you're, you know, like myself, we have an S corp, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I really don't do much in there, you know. I don't need to pay myself much of a salary. Well, that's not much of an argument if it, you
right,
know.
Right.
If you're the president of the firm or whatever, you know, and you know, like, let's say, for example, you know, you correct me if I'm wrong, Rachel, if there's three or four other people in the firm that are getting paid more than you and you're just paying yourself a little bit, I'm guessing the IRS is going to look at that going, wait a minute,
yeah.
you're going to have to prove to me that you're only working part-time or something mm-hmm. here.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. And you can definitely do that and pay yourself that lower salary, but you have to be able to justify that.
You got to back it up.
Yes.
The reasonable is a little bit gray.
Yes,
very gray. It's a little bit gray, that's for sure. So dividends versus distributions, Dan, bring me up to speed with this. What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, the people, you know, a lot of the reason why people like to take or dividends or distributions is they're not subject to self-employment or payroll taxes. You know, in other words, you don't have to withdraw that like you do, of course, if you got W-2 income. They can offer tax savings if you've already paid yourself a reasonable salary. They're a way to take profit out of the business, but you need to make sure that you can afford it. You know, in other words, there's got to be money there. You still got to be able to run the business. Mm-hmm. You still got to be able to operate, do all those things. You know, as far as, you know, you need to make sure that, you know, if you're an S-Corp, distributions cannot exceed your basis without creating taxable gains. You need to be aware of that. And in C-Corps, dividends are taxed again at the shareholder level, like I mentioned earlier. So they can get hit twice. So you need to really think about that. I mean,
yes.
And Rachel, you can clarify this, but in general, taking the dividends out of a C-Corp is just a lot of times not a great strategy for regular income.
Yeah, that's definitely right, because you don't want to get hit with the taxes twice. So you can reinvest that into the business and keep it in the business instead of taking it out to yourself, because the business is paying the taxes on it, and then you are when you receive
it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good point. Salary versus dividends in privately held companies, building rural wealth. We have Dan Miller and Rachel Doerr with us. Okay. Is there a blended approach? Rachel?
Good question. Generally, especially for the S-Corps, which is a very, you know, common structure for small businesses, that blended strategy can be good because you start with that reasonable salary,
mm-hmm.
the air quotes reasonable salary, right? That's
right.
Kind of your baseline. That's your, you know, income that you can count on from the business. And then with the leftover profits, you can consider that distribution or dividend. Then you know that, you know, it's not going to impact the business's cash flow. And then you're able to, you know, benefit from some of the profits that you've made in your business by taking those.
Okay. Are there common errors or things we need to be concerned about?
Yes. Well, not paying yourself at all.
Okay. Yes.
That is a big red flag with the IRS. You know, you're running this business, you're clearly working in it, and it's profitable, but you're paying yourself.
Okay.
So the IRS does not like that. And then, you know, taking distributions when you don't have basis left, you're going to be taxed on that. And that retirement contribution factor. You need that salary to be able to contribute to your retirement accounts, because again, that's based on your earned income.
Okay.
Which is the salary. And you know, the C corps, again, you can lose tax efficiency if you're overpaying yourself to try to offset, you know, taking some of those distributions. So it can be tricky. It's sort of a blended approach that ebbs and flows with the changes of your business. So it's definitely not a set it and forget it strategy.
All right. One of the things, Dan, that we talk about a lot is planning ahead and looking ahead and forecasting what's upcoming. What about planning ahead with what we're talking about here today?
Oh, yeah. This is one of the things that we look at a lot, of course, with everybody that we work with, and small businesses especially, you know, because this isn't a one-time decision. You know, this needs to be part of that broader overall financial strategy. Again, and every small business is going to be different. And, you know, so how you manage the dividends and your salary and paying yourself, it's going to affect, you know, your personal taxes, your business's ability to grow, you know, retirement planning, like we've mentioned, you know, and then also succession planning. So it's really a yearly conversation, if not more often, that you should have with, you know, your tax professional, your financial professional, and see exactly how should we be handling this.
Okay. Good information to have. And I would guess, like most topics that we touch on, there's a lot more that you can dive into if people would want to visit with you and talk about this. I'm guessing there's a lot more to it.
Absolutely.
What we've touched on here.
And just like we said, you know, this is one part of a
yes.
of a broader conversation yeah. that needs to be had.
All right. So if you're going to wrap this up, Dan, what would you say here to wrap this up?
Well, again, you know, come in, visit with us, visit with Rachel. You know, let us take a look. You know, if you have questions about that, you know, give us some information about your business and let us take a look at the overall picture and see if it makes sense. And, you know, you can reach out to us at, you know, www.milestonefinancialgroup.com. Of course, 712-623-5726. Call the office. you know, call and you can ask for Rachel, and or, you know, they'll get you set up to come visit with her. And
yep.
And I, because I work with a lot of the small businesses on exit planning and all kinds of different things. And of course, Rachel has it on the tax side. So we'd be happy to visit with you.
Set up the appointment. Rachel, anything else we need to touch on? Or
yeah, that would be great. And just like as Dan mentioned, we have, you know, different members of our team that focus on different things because it really is a holistic strategy. We're not just looking at the tax implications here. It's,
yeah.
It's a whole picture.
Absolutely.
That's one of the things you get with Milestone Financial. You get that holistic approach where it's not just one isolated point that you're dealing with. So great information.
All right.
By the way, make it a great day and nice to see both.
Thank you, Ern.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives.